Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Harold Katz is with us, ladies and gentlemen. I've been telling you about him. Dr. Katz is a graduate of the UCLA School of Dentistry. He also holds a separate degree in bacteriology, which I didn't know there was such a thing. I guess I should have thought about that. From UCLA, doesn't surprise me though, the business he's in. He's the founder of the California Breath Clinic. He's the author of the Bad Breath Bible. He is the producer of some outstanding products for your breath, and he's Dr. Breath. That's what we call him around here. Dr. Katz, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, Dr. Breath, that's a good title, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's better than Dr. Death.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, Dr. Katz, now you, yesterday was National, was it Breath Day or National Bad Breath Day?
National Fresh Breath Day.
Fresh Breath Day. See, because I told the audience, I said, you know, it kind of depends on whether your glass is half empty or half full, right? It's National
Bad Breath Day. We'd all be eating garlic and onions.
Exactly. So, yesterday was National Fresh Breath Day. But since we were able to schedule you today, I'm declaring this National Fresh Breath Week.
That's great. That's fabulous.
Is that okay with you? See, I get to do that here. And so, of course, when we talk about breath, this is a time when the audience is glad that I'm on the radio, you know, rather than in person, Dr. Katz, because they know that they're safe. There's this firewall between us. But, you know, I will tell you this. I'll tell you a little story. My mother, God bless her, she's 85 years old, and just as spry as she can be, I've got an SUV, and she hops up and down out of it like she was a 15-year-old. She worked for Illinois Bell Telephone Company as an operator and a supervisor back in the 50s. And I remember as a little bitty kid hearing her talk about how she and her friends who worked there with her, how they dealt with bad breath. And this is all women. It's all women.
But anybody
had bad breath, mm-hmm. they would automatically tell them, you have bad breath.
You know.
And it was understood. Mm-hmm. Nobody got their feelings hurt. And you know what? She never, you know how they dealt with it in those days? Dentine. That's about all they could use, I guess. But they would have, every one of them had dentine in their purse, and that's what they would do.
Interesting.
How about that? That I would remember that after all these years.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we have a website. Let me sort of go back to the history of how I got involved in this. I didn't just dream up bad breath one day. I'm a dentist, and you had mentioned I also have a degree in bacteriology, both from UCLA. And here I was sitting in L.A., I had a nice dental practice, minding my own business, and then one day about 15 years ago, my own daughter came home from school, she was 13 at the time, crying because her friends kept offering her gum and mints. And she asked me, Daddy, do I have bad breath? I mean, at 13 years old, you're a little...
13-year-old girls don't like to hear stuff like that.
No. So the reality is, I said, how could a 13-year-old girl have bad breath? You know, it's impossible. She brushed, flossed, no cavities.
Yeah.
Well, the reality is, and I didn't realize this at the time because I was just taught brush and floss and you get rid of everything, is that when your mouth becomes dry,
mm-hmm.
your breath can become very bad,
mm-hmm.
very odorous. And it has to do with the bacteria that live in the back of your tongue, throat, and tonsils. And these bacteria, when the mouth becomes dry, or under certain conditions, which we'll talk about, they start to produce these chemicals called volatile sulfur compounds.
Hmm.
These are chemicals like hydrogen sulfide, that's the rotten egg smell.
Right.
Another chemical is called cadaverine.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, one's called putrescine.
Oh, boy.
It's not my sister-in-law's name. That's a real chemical. So that's what's happening. In her case, she was in the girls' basketball team.
Yeah.
And after practice or after playing a game, her mouth became dry.
Cotton mouth.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I noticed about her is that her tongue was not pink. It was white or sort of yellowish coating on it. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the signs people may have a bad breath problem. If you take a look at your tongue in the mirror, if it's not pink, it has a white or yellowish coating,
right.
that means something
any
is
color
unbalanced.
But pink is not good, folks.
That is correct.
Just,
when it comes to your
tongue. It doesn't matter what color it is. If it's not pink, you got a problem.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So what did you do?
Well, I got a hold of a machine. It's called a halometer.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay. What that does, it's an instrument that measures concentrations of sulfur.
See, I've got a little halometer in my palm here. You know, I just put my hand up and...
Oh!
It's my little impromptu halometer here.
Well, if you kept your hand and blow into that, that's a good way to smell your hand.
Yeah.
If you want to test your breath properly, what you do is you lick the back of your hand.
Oh.
Yeah, you make sure you're licking your own hand.
Is this like when I'm doing shots and I put a little salt on my hand? Is that what you're
doing? Somewhat.
Yeah, okay. I don't do shots, folks. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Let that dry for a couple of seconds and then smell that.
Ooh.
And the reason that works is you've now transferred the sulfur compound,
right,
which mixed with your saliva, to an outside source. The liquid evaporates from the saliva, and now you're stuck with sulfur.
And so, folks, if you've got a cold, don't do that and then ask somebody else to smell your hand.
Exactly. Yeah. And don't do it on an airplane.
Right.
well, the halometer actually, it scientifically gives you a reading as far as how much sulfur you have in your breath. And what we realized with my daughter is dry mouth was one of the leading factors of bad breath. And what was shocking, and now it started to make sense to me, is that, you know, she was using the very strong-tasting mouthwashes. We thought maybe that would help with bad breath, but
mm-hmm.
it didn't. And the reason is they contain very high concentrations of alcohol.
They do.
Yeah.
And alcohol, and as I've read in your book, alcohol is an enabler of bad breath.
Exactly. It makes the mouth dry.
So yeah.
Back to the problem of a dry mouth.
So you're saying that mouthwashes... Classic mouthwashes are basically part of the problem, not part of the solution.
That's correct. In fact, many studies have been done since that time, since the past 15 years. ABC News did a whole research. The Australian FDA has mentioned try to avoid the alcohol because not only does it make your mouth dry and lead to bad breath, it also dries out the tissues.
Wow.
So if you're diabetic, for example,
mm-hmm.
and you have very fragile oral tissue... that's going to just make it a little bit worse.
You know, Dr. Katz, the reason I wanted you to be on, one of the reasons I wanted you to be on the show is we work so hard in our small businesses to keep customers. We don't want to run them off with our bad breath that we might not even know we have. So we're going to get Dr. Katz. He's got more to teach us, folks. Have you ever heard of something called a tonsil stone? You've heard of kidney stones. You've heard of gallstones. How about tonsil stones? You don't want to miss this. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff you can do there. Lots of things you can use to help you with your business, your to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You can listen to articles, read archives. You can check out my Brain Trust members. My blog is there. My knowledge base, askjim.biz, is there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. I hope you'll check it out. And if you want us to follow you home, you can subscribe to a lot of things there that we have, and we'll follow you home with it. Dr. Harold Katz is Dr. Breath. He's the guy who tells us about how to make sure we have better breath. You got a lot of products, Dr. Katz, here. You sent me, I'm the happy recipient of a whole bunch of your stuff here.
Okay.
Mouthwash and gum But I want to ask you about these two things. There are two kinds of toothpaste here.
Yes.
One is called TheraBreath, and one is TheraBright Plus. So which one do I use? I mean, they both have Oxy-D8.
The TheraBright does whitening. So a lot of people are looking for whitening products. What we've done is we use a patented oxygen compound. That's the Oxidate. And what that does, it whitens teeth, but the main thing is it freshens breath.
Right.
To get the teeth white, we've used some natural minerals to get rid of stains. We don't use any artificial colors or flavors or weird chemicals. It's a prize. surprising when I started in this business 15 years ago and I decided to make my own mouthwash and toothpaste, and you mentioned the TheraBreath products, which are available, you know, nationwide at CVS and Walgreens. But you go to a laboratory and you tell somebody you want to make a natural mouthwash and toothpaste, they don't know what you're talking about because they want to stick in the alcohol. With toothpaste,
right.
They want to stick in detergents. They
or some kind of colors or something, make it green, green and minty.
Well, do you know that the orange, there's orange mouthwash that's, you know, they call it citrus, but
right.
The color comes from crushed beetles.
Oh, my.
I don't mean George and Ringo.
Okay. We get the picture, Dr.
Yeah, so there's weird ingredients. So, yeah, we make only natural products.
Yeah. So
if you have a breath problem, use the... If your breath is fine, if your wife says you smell good, then
yeah.
You can use the TheraBright. It also freshens breath, too.
What about one of the things, as I said when we went to the break, I mean, this is, we're having a little fun with this, folks, but this is serious business because, you know, we spend money getting customers to come to see us, Dr. Katz. We work hard. I mean, I just got through doing an interview with a couple of guys who were customer care experts. We spend so much time training our people to make sure that that we save. You and that we serve them well and we provide the best products and we've got all this branding and, you know, blah, blah, blah. We go on and on about all this stuff. And then they actually come in and say, hi, you know, I'm ready to do business with you. And then we blow them away with our bad breath. That's just not going
to
work.
Well, I've been to so many meetings. You know, you go to a retailer, your products into the stores, and sitting in the lobby, they have like a bowl of candy or breath mint,
right.
Which have sugar in them, and the sugar's feeding the bacteria.
You say the bacteria. The bad breath bacteria loves sugar.
Yeah, so you're sitting there giving yourself bad breath. So
mm-hmm.
Just a couple real basic tips for your listeners out there. Number
right.
one, you need plenty of water. You need to keep your mouth moist because saliva is nature's way of keeping your breath fresh. So
mm-hmm.
Before that meeting or when you go to work, make sure you drink plenty of water. Try to cut down on the coffee. Coffee is very acidic. It stimulates the bacteria. So if you love coffee like I do, sip a little water afterwards
mm-hmm.
before you go ask the boss for a raise.
Oh, yeah. Coffee breath is almost as bad as anything else, isn't it?
Well, I think cigarette breath is probably the worst.
That's the worst, yeah.
Because it makes the mouth extremely dry, leads to bad breath. So you mentioned the TheraBreath products. And yesterday was National Fresh Breath Day. We gave out my book, The Bad Breath Bible, for free. So we'll extend it one more day for
all
your
right.
listeners.
All right, thank you. How do we get that?
Well, they can call my office. It's 800-557-6960. 800-557-6960. And in the book, it's 55 pages, it lists medications which can lead to bad breath
mm-hmm.
in the back of the book there. Because many people who have perfect oral hygiene, they're going to work in the morning and their boss is looking at them kind of funny. They can't understand. I just brushed and flossed. Well,
right.
Most medications, antihistamines, antidepressants, high blood pressure medicine,
right.
all have an effect on your breath. So there's tips in there on how to keep your breath.
So that's better. Give us that phone number again quickly.
It's 800-557-6960.
What about a website?
Oh, therabreath.com.
Therabreath.com.
Yeah. therabreath.com.
All right.
And on the website.
Go ahead quickly.
Yeah, on the website, it has the Telefriend program.
Right. All right, good. What's a tonsil stone?
Tonsil, you get post-nasal drip, drains down your throat, sticks in your tonsils if you have large tonsils. Over a period of time, it starts to build up. It kind of looks like a piece of mucus or a food particle. It gives you horrendous bad breath.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
the website, we even have a kit that gets rid of tonsils.
I know, folks, drip. I know this is not, this is, you know, I know you don't like to hear some of this stuff, but this is serious business. We can't do this. You know, quickly, Dr. Katz, sometimes I think I've done everything I can do, but I also, all of a sudden I get a bad taste in my mouth. I feel like maybe I've got bad breath. What do I do? Just a momentary thing where I just need a quick fix it. What do I do?
Brush your tongue. Take some of the TheraBreath.
I'm about to go into a meeting. Is there something I can put in my mouth to stop that?
Yeah, we have TheraBreath gum. And
I thought you might have something that you
Yeah, we've got gum, mints, yeah. Go to the website, TheraBreath.com. We've got tons of products
yeah.
for any type of bad breath, even if your dog has bad breath.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dog doesn't have bad breath because I don't have a dog. Hey, thanks, Dr. Katz, for being here. Good job today.
Oh, and you smell good, too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I get that a lot, Dr. Katz. Thank you. Dr. Katz, ladies and gentlemen, he's the Dr. Breath. That's good information. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Sweet-smelling Jim Blasingame.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.